Let's go first to the epicenter of this COVID outbreak in Sydney, where there's chaos as people queue to get tested for COVID-19. People in Sydney's southwest, particularly around the area of Fairfield, have been told to get tested every 3 days if they are planning to leave the area to go to work for essential work. A furious Fairfield Mayor, Frank Carboni, told us earlier his community's been treated with total disrespect.
Last night, the waiting times were 6 hours. It looks like there's quite a few hours. These are the same people that go to work every day, and now they've been mandated they have to get tested 2 times every week, and they can't afford to spend 6 to 8 hours in a queue getting tested. We asked the government to provide more testing clinics. We asked the government to provide vaccines. Instead, they've sent the police out. Fairfield residents are proud, and they will do their bit, but you need to provide the resources so everybody can work together.
Fairfield Mayor Frank Carboni speaking to us earlier this morning from outside one of the testing stations. And if you've been if you're in Cooey of a TV and you turn them on, you'll see the images of huge lines, snaking lines of cars outside those testing stations. Chris Bowen is the federal member for McMahon. Fairfield is dead smack in the middle of his electorate. Chris Bowen, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning again, Fran.
You heard Frank Carboni. That was around 6 o'clock this morning when we spoke from him outside the lines. What have you been hearing about COVID testing wait times?
Yes, it's the same, Fran. I agree with Frank. I agree with the State Member Guy Zangari. I've been out to the 24-hour testing site this morning. Already the lines are out on the main road, very, very long. At 7 o'clock this morning, there were lines there at 3 a.m. This morning, which is an unconscionable burden on the people who are essential workers to have only one extra testing facility to deal with this extra regime. And also, frankly, Fran, the local residents who've got cars lining up outside there, their houses at 2 and 3 a.m. with a couple of hours' notice. The people of Fairfield have responded magnificently to every request, every direction. There's been heavy policing presence. There's been very few arrests, very few fines issued in Fairfield because people have been doing the right thing. Most of the instances we've seen have been elsewhere. Now, of course, Fairfield residents will comply with this direction as well, but we need many more resources on testing, and frankly, we need many more resources on vaccination as well, because there's a significant shortage of vaccines here in the epicentre.
When you saw the Health Minister Brad Hazzard announce yesterday that workers who live in the Fairfield area who are leaving the area daily to go to work for essential work, they're going to have tested every 3 days, did you foresee this kind of chaos at the testing stations? And was there any approach? I mean, Frank Carboni is the mayor. He said he wasn't given a heads up on this. Were the state or federal member given any heads up or consulted on this?
Oh, I certainly wasn't as a federal member. I can't speak for the state members, but I know he's very concerned. I think most of us, Fran, when we saw that announcement, it came as a considerable surprise, and we would have trusted that there were, if that was going to be the case, there would be a massive and immediate increase in testing resources. One new testing facility has gone up, which is operating 24/7, but clearly it's not coping. Now, Fairfield residents were being tested before, and the system was working.
Tested in big numbers, and that was worry.
Fran, the numbers had increased dramatically. People were responding. I had to get tested the other night. I was briefly at an exposure site. I was a casual contact. I got my message from New South Wales Health. I got in the car, got tested 20 minutes later, got my result 24 hours later. And there were, you know, several hundred people being tested there when I was there the other night at 6:30 in the evening. But now I've got people lining up for 6 hours. These are people who are working. As I said to you the other day, Fran, it's very difficult for many people in Fairfield to work from home. They work in manual jobs, in transport, in industrial estates. It is a different environment. There's up to 50,000 workers in Fairfield City who work outside the LGA at any given time. Of course, that number will be fewer just at the moment, but even if it's 20,000 at the moment getting tested every 3 days, it's a huge burden on the testing facility, on the workers at the testing facility who are already busy. So something's got to give.
Something has given. I mean, the state government changed the message then later yesterday and said people don't need to get tested until Saturday. That's when it's going to the mandate. 3-day testing is going to come in. So there is no huge rush. What's the problem? That message didn't seem to be received.
Well, with respect, Fran, the message went out yesterday that all workers must be tested every 3 days. People thought, well, I better get my test now because, you know, in 3 days' time it'll be a crush. This came at no notice, no consultation, and has come as a very considerable burden on the families and workers in Fairfield City who were already responding very well to this crisis. So, look, as I said, you know, we've been very constructive, as you know. You and I have spoken about this on many occasions. But it's a two-way street. And if people are going to be required to get testing, there needs to be a lot more support and resources go into it. And the same with vaccinations. People want to be vaccinated in Fairfield. Our vaccination rates are lower than the national average, which are already low. And it is, I know from personal experience, Fran, how hard it is to get a vaccine in the city at the moment.
Okay.
There's a real shortage of the Pfizer vaccine, which, as you know, a bunch of people. It's the recommended vaccine for including myself, and there's a real shortage, and it's very, very difficult.
Can I just ask you finally and briefly, do we have a problem here with the definition of essential worker? I mean, Sydney is supposed to be, you know, locking down, containing people movement to try and contain this very contagious Delta variant, and we don't have a definition of essential workers. So we've got 40,000 perhaps people, workers from the Fairfield area alone, leaving the area to go to work. Does that suggest we've got a problem here and the essential worker definition needs to be tighter and clearer?
Well, there's no doubt it's vague, and there's no doubt it's basically left to the view of the employer as to whether their operation is essential or not. And there's no doubt, even with a tighter restriction, Fran, there'd be lots of people in my community who would still be going to work because they're courier drivers, and you know we know how busy they are. Transport operators working in factories, working in the health setting. Working in education as well, which is still operating even if remotely. Mm-hmm. So there'll still be a very significant number of people who have to work, even if the definition was tightened. So that's a legitimate question you raise, but it's not the answer in and of itself. The answer, if these rules are going to remain in place, is a very, very significant increasing in resourcing. You can't ask people to turn up for testing every 3 days and to wait 5 or 6 hours and for the queue not to be much shorter at 3 a.m. It's unconscionable, Fran.
Chris Bowen, thanks for joining us again.
Good on you, Fran.
Chris Bowen is the federal member for McMahon. Fairfield is in his electorate.